Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Great to have you with us on the program today, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. Real Life Construction Management Guide from A to Z is a complete manual taking you through all the phases of a project from its inception to design to completion of construction, written in an easy-to-read conversational style. The author is Jamil Sukar. He's passionately worked in the construction industry since 1983, a construction manager who has worked on both sides of construction projects, giving him extensive experience from both an owner's and a contractor's point of view. He holds a bachelor's degree in civil engineering and a certificate in project management from UCLA. Sukar has held a wide variety of positions that give him a well-rounded construction experience from different perspectives and enables him to offer real-life guidelines and tips for best practices. He's also worked for Turner Construction, one of the largest construction firms in the U.S. In 2007, he started his own company, Arc and Line LLC, where he oversees construction projects and works as an expert witness in court for construction-related claims. Jamil is gifted in teaching, has taught several classes and seminars, and was named outstanding faculty at Westwood College for 3 years straight. He holds, by the way, a black belt in Kung Fu, lives in California with his wife and two children. Jamil Sukar, author of Real Life Construction Management Guide from A to Z, is our guest on This Week in America. Jamil, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me.
It is going to be an interesting conversation here, and I mentioned this is a complete guide. As I'm looking through it, I talk a little bit about the contents, and this really is a complete guide from A to Z, isn't it? The book is appropriately named because it really covers everything.
It does. I mean, if a construction project goes through many phases, which starts from the inception of the idea to planning the scope and the budget to hiring the designers, developing the designs, managing the design process while keeping an eye on the budget and the scope. Then you have the bidding process, which differs if it's public works or private sector. And of course, managing the construction phase up to closeout of the project. So this book takes the reader from the first step to the closeout, step by step, teaching principles from a real life perspective, giving actual best practices, tips, and kind of an idea about the actual pitfalls that everybody will face. So it's not just theory, it's theory from an applicable standpoint, from a practical standpoint, and it's written in a dialogue, conversational kind of style, as if I'm talking to you in a class or you're talking to me, and it is an easy read, and it was inspired by how I used to teach my classes. So I got some really good reviews. The other unique aspect of the book is that it's not only technical, it injects the human nature element into it because it's part of everything we do, because construction managers are really managing people more than just technical construction.
Boy, you've said a whole lot there, a whole lot that we're going to talk about during the course of this program, and you mentioned the reviews have been excellent. Reviews say there's really nothing like this out there. This is a needed book, and you have a unique perspective. Talk about that, because this book is different, isn't it?
That is different. Before I wrote the book, I researched a lot of books in the market, and they're all excellent books. I'm not going to put down any books, but they're all good books, but they sound and read like a textbook from college.
Exactly.
Pure theory. And I'm sure a lot of the audience here heard somebody tell them what you studied in college is one thing and what we applied down here is something else. Well, this one is actually explaining the theory from that end perspective. So I teach you scheduling, for example. Not only I teach explain the principles of the schedule, but how you actually apply it in real life and the kind of problems you will face and how you can solve them. And the other unique element, like I said before, is the human nature element. I tell my students all the time, construction management is 20% construction and 80% people skills. The CM is going to deal with architects and inspectors and engineers and contractors and subs and community members. And that person is the focal point of all this communication. And if that person doesn't understand how to read people and understand that they come from different agendas and egos and attitudes, it all fits into the dialogue and becomes part of the construction management.
You know, it's interesting. I mentioned the background. You started in construction industry in 1983. As I'm looking through this, this really is sort of a compilation of what you've learned, isn't it? You came out with all these, the book teachings, and now you've got to go out and apply them in real life. This really sort of reflects your learning experiences as you were going through this process.
It's my 35 years downloaded into this book.
You've got all the experiences there in the book. The book is Real Life Construction Management Guide from A to Z, a complete manual taking you through all the phases of a project from inception, design, completion, to construction. It's easy to read. The website is reallifeconstructionguide.com. Yeah, the book's available, of course, at Amazon, the usual places. That is Jamil's website. You can link on directly if you're driving and can't remember all of that by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You mentioned sort of the inspiration for this book came as you were teaching. And I'm sure as you're teaching, you're looking at and you're seeing the faces and what you're teaching, you can visually see their understanding. Talk about the need for a book that really gives a real-life perspective on the issues you're talking about.
Right. When I was teaching at Westwood College, I told my students, if you want to get an A in this class, all you got to do is show up, listen, interact, and pay attention. There's going to be no tests or homeworks. Just engage with me. And I did not open a single textbook when I was teaching the whole class because I was simply talking from real-life experience and real-life examples, and the students brought in their real-life examples from their job sites. So that method was so effective, and they liked it so much, and they started complaining about other teachers that simply open a textbook and start reading chapters.
Yes.
So that experience and success inspired me to write a book like that because I didn't see any book like this. And that's the inspiration of the style of the book.
Who can benefit from the book? As I'm reading this, I'm thinking basically anybody involved in construction from the owner side or the contractor side, they could learn something from reading the book.
Right. Anybody who is managing a construction project, whether as an owner's representative or whether a project manager for a general contractor or a student that's studying the program, can benefit from this book because there's a lot of project managers in the industry that became project managers because simply the owner of the company gave them a project to manage, but they have no training in management or the knowledge of the contract administration or the paperwork or any formal construction management training. A lot of them became managers because they were just put in that position. And I see a lot of contractors getting in trouble legally, especially in public works, because they simply did not know how to manage the paperwork and the documentation needed. They know how to build, but that part they have not gotten any training in. And this is anybody who works in that field can benefit from this book.
Well, that's interesting, and I want to come back to this because it's so important and an emphasis you place on in the book Real Life Construction Management Guide from A to Z. That is the human nature element, and I guess it's a lesson for all of us in whatever facet of life we're involved in, that personal relationship we have to have. Talk about that, because learning in a classroom and understanding how to build is one thing. Getting it done efficiently, effectively, on time, on budget is something else. Again, go back and talk about the importance of that personal relationships, understanding human relations.
Correct. Look at the people that are involved in a construction project. You have the general contractor, you got a subcontractor, you got the superintendent, you got the foreman on the job, you got the inspector, you got the architect, you got the owner's representative, you may have, let's say in a school construction, one of the principals of the school or something. All of these people come from totally different agendas, totally different backgrounds, not to mention their personal attitudes, biases, experiences from the past. All of this kick in the dialogues that go on a construction project. If people think a construction project is purely technical and it's all written up so it's black and white, it's not. Sometimes, in some instances, I saw litigation go up in the millions because the two people at that job could not get along, and they started using the specs and the plans as weapons to attack each other, while deep inside it's really their ego got hurt. Or look at the dynamics on a formal meeting. In the meeting, everybody is so uptight, so defensive. A lot of them like to embarrass the other person in the middle of the meeting, or wait until the meeting is on to hit you with, well, you didn't give me that when I asked you last week. And then when the same people leave the meeting, outside the meeting, they all go back to, you know what, I didn't really mean to say that. I don't want to be, difficult. You can just give it to me tomorrow. Where were you at the meeting? Who was that guy at the meeting?
Exactly. This is such a fascinating read, and again, the application for that we can all use in our everyday lives, with the emphasis on the human nature element. You mentioned something with the litigation, and you often hear of an adversarial relationship ending up in litigation with a lot of claims. I get the impression you can really help eliminate that large number of adversarial proceedings that we read about. If you would read Real Life Construction Manual, because you've got a lot of steps there that would eliminate this adversarial process.
Absolutely. I do expert witness work with lawyers on litigation, and I see that all the time. And I could tell everybody and the readers and whoever is listening is that if you solve the problem and the conflict right there when it arises, add to that you're getting along with the other people, guaranteed you're going to avoid going into a claim or legal conflict because you were able to solve it right there. There are many problems that escalate because they let it go. The people involved in the conflict, they just want to prove their point and win the argument, and it becomes more about them rather than the issue. Or they really have a client that doesn't want to pay that legitimate change order, and they're trying all the smart arguments in the world to get out of it, and the other side is saying, no, it's legitimate. And it could be a political conflict. There's so many elements that get involved in these conflicts. But the key is, if you can, solve it when it arises, and two, get along with the other side. Because if people get along and trust each other, they will find ways to solve these problems.
And you're right there on the front line of this litigation as an expert witness. I think, if I understand correctly, what you're saying is a lot of this could be prevented if they went into it with a whole different mindset, a whole different attitude.
Absolutely. And the other thing that the owners don't do is they don't put a budget for what we call a pre-construction practice. Pre-construction, that means before you put this set of plans out there to bid, for God's sake, just read it, test it for potential conflicts, go to the job site and see if what you designed actually works. I've seen ramps on a project put in a place where there's a tree. Well, I tell them, did you just do a fly-by design? Did you see the tree? So there's a lot of pre-construction efforts that could be done that eliminate these potential problems. And, of course, the attitude I just talked about, so it's a combination of things. But yes, conflicts and legal conflicts can be eliminated if this kind of homework and mentality prevails.
Our guest on This Week in America, Jamil Succar, that's Soucar. His book is Real Life Construction Management Guide from A to Z. His website is reallifeconstructionguide.com. It's a lot of information. You can link on directly to Jamil's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You mentioned the 35 years construction, which is really interesting. As you're looking at the book, there really isn't a phase or a problem probably that you haven't faced out there. You've been involved basically in every phase of construction.
Well, I could tell you, even after 35 years, that on every project, I learned something new.
Interesting. And I guess you go into it with that attitude, with an open mind to see if the situation's a little different and how I need to adapt my thinking.
That's true, and I try to convey that message to the team from day one. And since I've worked as an owner's rep and as a PM for a contractor, I know it from both sides, and I try to explain that I understand where you're coming from, so you can depend on me to make this as easy as possible. And what's amazing to me is that there are people who love that and the project goes smooth, but there are people who are set in their ways and they just want to get in your face because that's what they're used to. And no matter how much, how hard I try, they want to get into a conflict. It's amazing. People are different.
You've got a group out there that have read the book, students that sat in your class that have been influenced by you, got them going in the right direction in their career choice. Were there people that influenced you when you started?
Oh, lots of people influenced me, of course. Supervisors I worked under or other people I've observed. I mean, I'm a people observer, so I learn from everybody. I learn from my kids sometimes something. So I think if you see somebody with a good work habit or a successful person, observe that person and learn something. And I learn something every day from everybody. But you have to have the mindset and the attitude to do so. It's all about attitude. All about attitude.
And we go back to that. That is so important, the human nature element of this in the book, Real Life Construction Management Guide from A to Z. Jamil talks about that extensively. You have the opportunity to talk to a number of organizations, a popular speaker. People want to hear what you're talking about. Talk about that experience and getting the word out and, again, shaping careers of people involved in the construction industry.
Well, I've been involved in many seminars and courses that I've presented and I taught in. And right now I'm in the process of preparing an online course. I haven't started production yet, but that's in the works. I taught in programs that were geared to minority contractors. I taught at school at Westwood College, of course, students that are adult working students. I put together an interesting seminar one time, in which I brought many speakers from different disciplines. I got an architect, a general contractor, a construction lawyer, an inspector, an owner, a CM. And in that seminar, I told them, I want you to explain to the audience how you see life from your end. Because I think if everybody understands where everybody else comes from and tries to help, it may soften the process. And if I don't understand why you say what you said and only think from my perspective, we may never connect and I may never be able to solve the problem. So the architect explained how life looks from his perspective, not necessarily explaining about architecture. Same thing from a subcontractor's perspective, from a lawyer. I talked about scheduling and it was interactive with the audience. And then the people who attended the seminar told me, Jamil, this is a therapy. This is not a seminar. So I believe in this psychology and this element to be always addressed because it is a huge factor in what we do.
And it's so simple. When you think about it, I guess you're sort of the Dr. Phil of the construction industry where you look at something through somebody else's eyes. And it seems like such a simple concept, but so many of us are reluctant to do that. And it does open up a whole new world when you do that. You mentioned the online course. Will you be talking about that? If people go to the website, you'll be posting something there?
I will in the near future. It's not there yet because we just started working on it.
I'm sure that's going to be very valuable, a valuable asset, just like the book is. Unfortunately, boy, the time has gone by so quickly. We're talking about the book, Real Life Construction Management Guide from A to Z. Jamil Sukar is the author and our guest in the program. I know you've been working with Reader's Magnet in getting this book out to the public to get the people, get it in the right hands where it's going to make an impact in the construction industry. What has the experience been like for you working with Reader's Magnet?
They are excellent. They are very professional, and they follow up on every issue. Very pleasant to deal with, very effective, and I'm very happy working with them.
And they've done an excellent job of getting the book out there into the right hands. And the book we're talking about is Real Life Construction Management Guide from A to Z, a complete manual taking through all phases of the project. The website is reallifeconstructionguide.com. The author, Jamil Sukar, that's J-A-M-I-L, S-O-U-C-A-R, if you're going to Google that. You can go directly to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Jamil's website. Sir, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. A lot of great lessons there for people involved in construction and people just involved in business on a day-to-day basis. Thank you so much for sharing this with us on the program today.
Thank you. Can I just correct the website? It's It's reallifeconstructionmanagementguide.com.
Oh, I left that out there. Real Life Construction, and we have that correct on the screen, and we'll have that corrected. Real Life Management, reallifeconstructionmanagementguide.com.
And if you look at it on Amazon, just type in the title of the book on Amazon. You'll see it there, and you'll see all the reviews.
And the reviews are excellent. You'll be able to read about the book in order for yourself. Jamil, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you very much.
It has been our pleasure. Once again, all the information available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.